哈利路亚，各位弟兄姐妹，大家安息日平安。
Hallelujah, peace to all the brothers and sisters on Sabbath.
啊，在这神所赐福的日子，愿主的恩惠时刻与我们每个人同在。
On this day that's blessed by the Lord, may God's grace and blessings abide with us always.
人信耶稣，常常是要寻找得到福气。
And men seek to believe in Lord Jesus often because we want to find blessings.
啊，每个人都期望自己活出一个有福的人生。
Everybody wants to live a blessed life.
啊，但是在寻找信仰的过程当中
，But on our journey to seek faith,
我们都有许多不一样的体验。
We all have different experiences.
啊，在这不一样的体验当中
，But amongst all the different experiences,
有人却觉得生命里没有得到神的祝福。
Some find that they have not received any blessings in their lives.
啊，所以有的人虽然拥有信仰
And therefore, even though someone may have faith,
但是信仰路上却有许多的问号
But on their journey of faith, they is filled with different question marks.
有些人看到别人生命当中得福
When they see how other people receive blessings in their lives,
不禁难免会抱怨神的不公
And they cannot help but to complain how God is unfair.
啊，所以在今天早上我们的聚会当中
So this morning, as we gather here in service,
啊，我们就要从圣经当中来做一个思考跟一个反省
And from the Bible, we will find meditation, also reflection.
啊，到底什么样才在神的眼中是一个有福气的人
？How can we become the blessed one in the eyes of God?
基督徒所追寻的福气到底是什么
？What is the blessing that all Christians are pursuing after?
以及要能够得到这样福气，又该付出什么样的努力
？And also, what kind of price and work we have to put in order to receive this kind of blessings?
我们请翻到马太福音的第十六章。
Let's turn to Book of Matthew, chapter 16.
马太福音十六章的第十三节。
Matthew 16, verse 13.
十三节。
13.
耶稣到了该撒利亚腓立比的境内，就问门徒说：“人说我人子是谁？”第十四节。
14.
他们说：“有人说是施洗的约翰，有人说是以利亚，又有人说是耶利米。”或是先知里的一位十五节
15.
耶稣说你们说我是谁十六节
16.
西门彼得回答说你是基督是永生神的儿子十七
17.
耶稣对他说西门巴约拿你是有福的因为这不是属血肉的只是你的乃是我在天上的父指示的十八节
18.
我还告诉你你是彼得我要将我的教会建造在这磐石上阴间的权柄不能胜过他十九节
19.
我要把天国的钥匙给你凡你在地上所捆绑的在天上也要捆绑凡你在地上所释放的在天上也要释放二十节
20.
当下耶稣嘱咐门徒不可对人说他是基督啊，这一段是我们很熟悉的一段事迹。
And this is the passage. This is the event that we're all very familiar with.
啊，在聚会当中，有时候也会拿这一段来做彼此学习的内容。
And in our services, we often will draw from this passage as our mutual encouragement.
啊，在这一段当中，主耶稣特别称赞彼得是一个有福气的人。
In this passage, Lord Jesus especially applauded Peter, saying that he is a blessed one.
彼得是十二个使徒当中算是为首的。
And Peter is the among the 12 disciples. He is considered the head of the disciples.
而且他是十二个使徒当中年纪最大的。
And he is the oldest amongst all the 12 disciples.
哦，他是在被选召的第一批门徒当中。
And he is among one of the first to be called as disciples.
啊，他离主耶稣，他跟主耶稣关系也非常的密切。
He has a very intimate relationship with Lord Jesus.
哦，所以彼得是主所爱的门徒。
So Peter is a disciple that's loved by the Lord.
但是我们却发现他在跟随耶稣的路程当中。中高低起伏遇到了很多的挫折
And on his journey of following Lord Jesus We can see in his life He has met many highs and lows And ups and downs in his faith
他有跟主耶稣亲密的时候
There are times where he's very close to Jesus
但是也有犯错让主耶稣失望的那一刻
And also there are moments where he committed mistakes And he disappointed Lord Jesus
但是彼得这样的一个门徒
But such a disciple like Peter
却在他信仰的跌跌撞撞当中
And in the ups and downs of his faith
逐渐成长 逐渐真实地认识了他的救主。
He continues to grow gradually and come to truly know his Lord.
到最后不断成为教会中重要的栋梁。
And at the end, he becomes one of the important pillars in church.
更成为在神国里被蒙纪念的使徒。
He is also a disciple that's remembered in the kingdom of God.
所以在这一段当中，主耶稣特别称赞他是一个有福气的人。
In this passage, Lord Jesus applauded him, saying that he is a blessed one.
那我们就来看看今天我们怎么样像他一样，在神眼中成为有福。
So today we can learn from him and how he's considered blessed in the eyes of God.
那为什么他被称为有福呢？
Why was he called the blessed one?
我们看第十五节啊。
Let's read verse 15.
耶稣说：“你们说我是谁？”西门彼得回答说：“你是基督，是永生神的儿子。”这里是为什么主耶稣称他为有福。
This is why Lord Jesus said that he was blessed.
在那个时代很多人认识耶稣。
During that era, many people knew Jesus.
但是每个人对耶稣的认识都不尽相同。
But everybody has different understanding of Lord Jesus.
有的人觉得耶稣是个好人。
Some think that Lord Jesus was a good man.
有的人觉得耶稣是个义人。
Some people think Lord Jesus was a righteous man.
有的人觉得耶稣是个先知。
Others think that he was a prophet.
有的人认为他是预言当中那要来的一位。
And others think that he is the one that's coming in the prophecy.
所以当大家遇到耶稣，他们对耶稣的称呼都不尽相同。
When everybody meets Jesus, their how they address Lord Jesus was different.
我们最常看见的就是他们都叫耶稣为拉比或者是夫子。
The most we're familiar with that they call Lord Jesus rabbi or teacher.
因为认为耶稣就是这个有知识、有学问、懂道理。可以做我们的老师。
Because they think that Lord Jesus is someone with knowledge, with wisdom, and that's worthy to be their teacher.
但是在这里，西门彼得对耶稣却有一个完全不一样的认识。
But here Simon Peter has a complete understanding of Lord Jesus.
他说：“你是基督，是永生神的儿子。”
He says that you are the Christ, the Son of the Living God.
今天作为一个基督徒，你怎么样才能够得到真实的福分？
So today, as a Christian, how can we receive that true blessing?
没有其他的办法。法就是你要认识你所信的耶稣。
There's no other way. The only way is to know who you believe.
我们有时候觉得没有啊，我就是信耶稣，我才会来教会。
Sometimes we think that, of course, I come to church because I believe in Jesus.
传道，我已经信主这么多年了，你怎么会说我不认识耶稣呢？
You might say that, Pastor, I believe in Jesus for so long. How can you say that I don't know Jesus?
但是保罗曾经告诉我们啊。
But Paul once had told us.
保罗说，有人长久学道，最终不懂道理。
Paul says that many people devote their time to study the words, but yet they don't know the words.
虽然一辈子在教会里面，
even though you may live your whole life in church,
可是到最后却没有跟主耶稣建立个人的关系。
But at the end, you have not built an individual relationship with God.
所以这是信仰当中的一个危机跟一个问题。
So this is a major question, a major fault in your faith.
所以在第十三节这里告诉我们啊。
In verse 13, it tells us,
主耶稣先问门徒的第一句话。
The first thing that Lord Jesus asked his disciples,
他说，你们说人说我是谁呢？
And he asked, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?
这时候吧，那个门徒就有很多的答案啊。
And at this time, disciples had many answers for him.
是施洗约翰，是以利亚，是先知当中的一位。
And some say John the Baptist, some Elijah, others Jeremiah.
这个时候主耶稣就问了第二个问题。
And then Lord Jesus drew the second question.
那你说耶稣对你来说到底是谁？
And he asked them, but who do you say that I am?
这是今天人的一个通病啊。
So this is a common problem that we have.
我们常常把自己的信仰观念建立在别人怎么说上面。
We often build our concept of faith based on what other people say.
因为别人说要信耶稣，我就来信耶稣。
Because others tell me I have to believe in Jesus, so here am I.
因为别人说这间教会好，我就来这间教会。
Because some say that this is a good church, so there I go.
因为别人说要祷告，我就来祷告。
Some tell me that I have to pray, so I'm praying.
因为别人说不要犯罪，所以我就不要犯罪。
Or some tell me I shouldn't commit sin, so I don't commit sin.
如果从外表来看，
From the outer surface,
其实基督徒看起来都一样啊。
It seems that all the Christians appear the same.
你跟你旁边的信徒，大家看起来都是差不多的。
You're no different in appearance than the Christians sitting next to you.
都信耶稣，都来教会，都会祷告，都守道理。
You believe in Jesus, you come to church, you know how to pray, and you follow the commandments.
但是在神的眼中，每一个信徒，他可能是天差地远的差别。
However, in the eyes of God, every Christian, could be different.
差距在哪里？
What is the difference? difference.
差距就在个人对耶稣的认识跟对跟耶稣的关系。
The difference lies in your individual relationship and your understanding towards Jesus.
如果今天我们的信仰是建立在人云亦云，就是别人讲什么啊，我就听什么。
If today our faith is built upon what other people say,
却缺乏了自己对信仰的认识跟在道理上的扎根。
And you are lacking the deep foundation in the truth and your understanding towards the truth.
啊，这样的信仰是脆弱的。
Then such faith is a very fragile one.
啊，虽然啊，在平常的时候看起来都一样。
Even though in ordinary time it seems that we're all the same.
啊，但是当考验患难临到。
But when tribulation and trial comes.
当你要面对挫折跟压力。
When you have to face difficulties and failures.
没有根的信仰一下子就倒下了。
A faith without a deep root will collapse in a moment.
啊，如同在马太福音的13章里面告诉我们。
In Matthew chapter 13 it tells us.
马太福音的13章
Matthew chapter 13
13章的第五节
Verse 5
马太福音13章第五节
Matthew chapter 13 verse 5
这里说有落在土浅石头地上的土既不深发芽最快第六节
6
日头出来一晒因为没有根就枯干了。在这里告诉我们说这样的信仰是危险的。
Here tells us that such a faith is a dangerous one.
就是我们的信仰只有停留在人说耶稣是谁别人告诉我怎么来信耶稣。
Because our faith remains at a stage where I believe what other people tell me about Lord Jesus.
啊，所以到最后虽然信主了一辈子。
So at the end, even though you may have believed in the Lord your whole life.
主是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神。
And Lord is the Lord of Abraham, Jacob, and Isaac.
但是不见得他是你生命中的神啊。
But it doesn't mean that he is your life, your God.
所以在箴言的第14章里面告诉我们。
In Proverbs chapter 14, it tells us.
他说啊，愚昧人士话都信了哦。
And he tells us that the foolish one believes everything.
哦，就是告诉我们说，如果今天你只是用听的。
So it tells us today if you only listen.
却没有办法自己做思考，自己做判断。
But yet you cannot make your own judgment, your own decision.
啊，虽然你常常听到。
Even though you often listen to the sermon.
但是却从来没有机会咀嚼，从来没有机会反思。
But you never have the time to digest it and to meditate upon it.
啊，到最后可能道理懂得很多
At the end, you may know a lot about the truth,
却从来没有进入你的生命之中
But the truth never truly enter into your life.
知识建立广泛
And you may have broad knowledge.
信仰却与耶稣毫无关系
But your faith has nothing to do with Jesus himself.
所以我们今天要特别谨慎
So today we need to be especially cautious.
因为主耶稣也要问我们这两个问题啊
Because Lord Jesus also will ask all of us these
questions. 请问一下别人说我是谁啊
And he may ask,Who do men think I am?
你可能可以讲很多。
You may be able to tell him many examples.
某某博士说，某某牧师说，某某神学家说。
You may say, as according to certain philosophers or professors or teachers.
哇，你知识面上可能可以讲了非常多的道理出来。
And knowledge-wise, you may be able to speak a lot of words.
啊，但是主耶稣要问你第二个问题呀。
But when Lord Jesus asks you the second question.
那你说。
But who do you say?
你说啊，那我跟你是什么关系？
And you tell me what relationship I have with you.
你说信仰对你到底是什么意义
？And tell me what is the meaning of faith to you.
你说救恩对你到底拥有什么样的价值
？And tell me what price, what's the value of your salvation.
我们就要有答案来回应我们的主耶稣。
We must have an answer to answer our Lord Jesus.
好像彼得所说的
，Just like what Peter says.
说你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
Peter says you are the Christ, the Son of the Living God.
如同保罗所说的
，Just as what Paul says.
保罗说我深知我所信的是谁
Paul says that I know whom I believe in
所以他深信主必能救他
So he believes that the Lord will save him
哦，所以我们也要问问自己啊
So today we also need to ask ourselves
哦，说到底对我们来说
So to me
信仰到底是什么意义
What is the meaning of my faith
啊，求主赐给我们智慧
So may the Lord give us wisdom
使我们每个人都能够回答得非常有把握
And so all of us can answer him with assurance
说主是我的主
We can tell him that you are my Lord
主是我生命的依靠
And Lord you are my reliance of life
更是我救恩的盼望
And you are the hope of my salvation
我们看回来马太福音第16章
Let's turn back to Matthew chapter 16
马太福音的第16章
Matthew 16
第十六节
Verse 16
16节 西门彼得回答说：“你是基督，是永生神的儿子。”十七节。
17。
耶稣对他说：“西门巴约拿，你是有福的，这不是属血肉的只是你的，乃是在天上的父只是你的。”在这里告诉我们得福气的第二个要素啊。
And here tells us an important ingredient as to receive the blessings.
那是感谢神，今天你的信仰不普通。
And thank God that today your faith may not be ordinary.
因为你跟神建立了建立了亲密的关系。
It is because you have built this close relationship with God.
神不但是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神。
And God is not only the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
你更很有把握的说，神也是我的神。
You can say with certainty that the God is your God.
这是一件好事。
This is a great thing.
这是一件美事。
This is a beautiful thing.
但是在这里，主耶稣却继续的对彼得说啊。
But here, Jesus continues to tell Peter.
他告诉彼得说啊，西门巴约拿，你有福气啊。
And Lord says that blessed are you, Simon Bar Jonah.
啊，因为你刚讲的话太重要了。
Because what you just said is so important.
但是主耶稣这里特别提醒他。
But here Lord Jesus especially reminded him.
说这不是属血肉的只是你的。
And here says that for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you.
乃是天上的神只是你的。
But my Father who is in heaven.
为什么要这样特别跟彼得讲？
Why did Jesus tell Peter this?
这不是只有告诉彼得啊。
This is not just telling Peter alone.
同时也是今天告诉我们在座每一位有得救盼望的人。
This is also telling all of us sitting here who has this hope of salvation.
你来到教会不是因为你特别好。
You come to church not because you're better than others.
神选召你不是你特别优秀。
God called upon you not because you are more special.
你有得救的盼望不是你特别了不起。
You have the hope of salvation not because you're extraordinary.
所以到最后能够认识耶稣只是主对你额外的怜悯跟恩慈。
At the end, you're able to come and believe in Jesus because God has special grace towards you.
所以我们今天如果有这样的认识啊。
Today, if we have this kind of understanding.
所以不管我们在道理上有多么的长进。
No matter how much we have grown in our knowledge.
也不管我们在侍奉当中有多么的付出。
Or how much we devote ourselves in our ministry to God.
也不管我们在教会里面有多少的精力。
Or how much time and effort we devote in the holy work.
所以当我们能够认识明白说这都是天上的神指示我们的。
When we understand that this is revealed to us by our God in heaven.
那这样一个信徒就不会骄傲了。
Then such a believer will never be proud.
因为信仰上的危机随着信主越久其实越来越危险。
Because a danger in faith grows the longer we believe in God.
尤其是当我们在道理上越来越认识在圣工当中越来越重要。
Especially when we know more in the truth and become more important in the holy work.
在教会当中越来越多人重视我们。
And in church, we are held in high regard by other people.
越来越多的信徒来询问我们的属灵建议。
And more and more believers come to ask you your opinion spiritually.
啊，所以当我们成为教会当中重要的干部跟栋梁，
when you have become an important worker and pillars of the church,
其实在外表的丰盛下却隐藏的潜在的危机啊。
And outer appearance may seem glorious, but there's hidden danger in it.
啊，当你讲了一篇正道，
when you have given a good sermon,
信徒告诉你说讲得真好，大受感动，很有造就。
And the believers tell you that you just gave a very moving, inspiring sermon.
啊，嘴巴里面说感谢主，心里当中又是怎么想的呢？
In your lips, you may say thank God, but what are you truly thinking in your heart?
当你参与了一项重大的圣工，
when you have participated in a major holy work event,
结果成绩斐然，让众人给你鼓掌，
and you have done well, and everybody applauded you.
啊，在你谦虚的弯腰之时，你内心内心深处又是什么样的感觉？
And as you appear to bow in humbleness, what are you truly thinking in your heart?
哦，所以我们如果没有谨慎啊，
So today if we're not cautious,
我们会逐渐忘记说，原来这不是我的认识，乃是天上的神只是我的。
Then we need to understand that this is not my understanding, but rather this is revealed to me by my Father in heaven.
当其他的门徒都讲不出个所以然来。
When other believers could not tell him who Jesus was.
大家都是使徒啊。
They were all disciples.
啊，但是其他人都没有答案。
But nobody else had the answer.
你讲这个，我讲这个，再讲来讲去没有答案。
Everybody said something, but there is no definite answer.
这时候我彼得出来一句话，哇，震惊全场。
And Peter spoke and everybody was astonished.
不止人不再说话，连耶稣都说你说得好。
Not only everybody became quiet, but even Lord Jesus applauded him.
这个时候不要忘记主耶稣对彼得有多说一句话。
But at this time, let us not forget that what Lord Jesus said to Peter.
是你是有福的。
That yes, you are blessed.
但是你所说的乃是天上的父指示你的。
But what you have spoken is revealed by the Father who is in heaven.
你所做的乃是神加添给你力量。
And what you have done is because you were strengthened by God.
所以如果什么都是从神来的。
So today, if everything comes from God.
那我们有什么好骄傲，有什么好自豪的呢？
Then what do we have to boast about?
有什么好看不起别人，有什么好，有什么好对人不客气的呢？
And how can we despise others?
所以能够认识神是恩典。
It's a blessing to come to know God.
能够被拣选是神的福气。
It's a blessing to be chosen by God.
所以真正对信仰有认识的人。
So a person that truly has understanding of the truth.
便能够信主越久越谦卑。
The longer they believe in the Lord, the more humble they become.
道理越学越认识到自己懂得少。
And the more they study in the truth, the more realize how much they're lacking.
我们看回来马太福音的第十六章。
So let's turn back to Matthew chapter 16.
马太福音十六章的第十八节。
Verse 18.
十八节。
18.
十八节，我还告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过他。十九
，nineteen，
我要把天国的钥匙给你，凡你在地上所捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑；凡你在地上所释放的，在天上也要释放。在这里主耶稣继续对彼得说
Here Lord Jesus continues to speak to Peter.
他说把天国的钥匙交付在你的身上。
And he says I will give you the key to the kingdom of heaven.
这个你并不是指的彼得。
And this you here is not just referring to Peter.
而是指的教会。
But rather is referring to church.
这个福音的权柄得救的权柄要交给教会。
That this authority of salvation, authority of the gospel be given to church.
凡地上捆绑的教会在地上捆绑的，在天上就会捆绑。
Whoever the church binds on earth will be bound in heaven.
而在地上教会所释放的，在天上也会释放。
And whatever the church loose on earth will be loose in heaven.
那所以在这里，在这里主耶稣继续告诉彼得啊。
And here Lord Jesus continues to speak to Peter.
你是一个有福气的人啊。
That you are a blessed one.
因为你认识了耶稣。
Because you come to know Jesus.
因为你知道一切都是从上头来的。
Because you know everything comes from the heaven.
所以你不会骄傲。
So you will not be arrogant.
但是你想要继续做一个有福气的人。
But if you want to continue to be a blessed person.
第三个要求啊。
The third criteria.
在这里讲说要建立教会。并且要释放罪人啊。
And tells us that he has to build a church and he also has to release the sinners.
他说啊，要把教会建立在磐石上面。
Must build a church on the rock.
并且把这个救恩的权柄交托给教会。
And God will entrust the authority of salvation unto church.
这是告诉彼得。
This is telling Peter.
也是告诉今天我们在座的每一个人。
It's also referring to you and I.
如果你真的想要做一个在神眼里蒙福的人。
If you truly want to be a person that's blessed in the eyes of God.
就要在我们的生命当中努力建立神的教会。
That in our lives we must work hard to build up the church of God.
不是只有建立这个外表的这个宏伟的会堂。
And not just to build up a beautiful, glorious church.
也不是只有努力参与教会各样的服事。
And not just to participate in different services.
我们常讲做圣工哦。
When we talk about doing holy work.
但是我们现在的这一代，我们现在的时代对圣工常常有一个很奇怪的观念。
But this generation often have a very strange concept towards holy work.
我们觉得圣工就是要在教会所做。
We think that holy work must be done in church.
我们觉得圣工是要被教会所指派。
We think that holy work must be appointed by church.
我们觉得圣工必须要有一个头衔抬头。
We think that the holy work must come with a title.
我们觉得做圣工就是我来担负责任。
When you think you do holy work, that means you take up responsibility.
所以我们对圣工的观念非常的狭窄。
We have a very narrow concept towards holy work.
甚至因为这样而在教 教会当中起了彼此竞争的意识。
And because of this, we become competitive within one another in church.
为什么他可以做圣工，我不可以？
Why is it that he can do holy work and I can't?
为什么教会重用他，不重用我？
Why did would the church use her but not me?
为什么负责人都没有看到我的恩赐？
How come the church council doesn't see my gifts?
为什么这一次选举没有？这次选举我没有继续当选。
How come I am not re-elected in this election?
那都是因为我们对所谓的圣工的观念非常的狭隘。
This is all because we have a very narrow view towards church.
以致我们把神把圣工只有限定在教会里面被托付的责任。
So we confine holy work only to the work you do in church.
其实不是这样啊。
But this is not true.
我们不只要建立这整体的会堂。
We not only have to build up this structural building.
也要建立我们内心当中的教会。
We have to also build up the church in our hearts.
建立我们生活当中的教会。
We have to build up the church in our lives.
建立我们家庭当中的教会。
Also build up the church in our families.
建立我们儿女身上的教会。
And also the church in our children's lives.
圣经里面讲到有一对夫妻。
The Bible tells us about a couple.
叫做百基拉跟雅居拉。
And is Priscilla and Aquila.
这一对夫妻非常的特别。
And this couple was very special.
因为他们用他们的人生来画下什么叫做建立教会。
Because they use their life to redefine what does it mean to build up church.
圣经里面对他们有些形容。
The Bible has some descriptive words about them.
说他们是接待使徒的。
They receive the apostles.
然后讲到他们是支援保罗的工作。
And they support Paul's work.
他们教导亚波罗。
And they teach Apollos.
甚至到最后讲说在他们家中建立教会。
And the Bible even go on and say that they built up church in their family.
虽然是在家中。
Even though it's in their homes.
这也是圣工啊。
This is also a holy work.
所以啊，我们今天要看得清楚一点。
Today we need to see things even more clearly.
要成为一个有福气的人。
If we want to become a person that's blessed.
神对我们是有要求的。
God has requirement towards us.
就是你我都要不断的努力建立教会，使人能够得到自由，生命得到释放。
And that is, we need to strive hard to build up church so that people can receive freedom.
使我们能够把福音广传，使更多人能够认识耶稣。
So we can spread the gospel further, so more people can come to believe in Jesus.
他说啊，在这里说啊，因为你要释放他们啊。
And here it says you will release them.
这是权柄。
This is authority.
同时也是一个责任。
At the same time, it's also a responsibility.
主耶稣已经把这个责任交在你我的身上。
Lord Jesus already entrusted this responsibility unto you and I.
保罗告诉我们说，如果我们去行，我们就有福了。
Paul tells us that if we do so, then we will be blessed.
但是如果不去做，你就有祸了。
But woe will come to you if you don't do so.
保罗没有说这是一个选择题呀。
Paul did not give us a multiple choice answer.
没有告诉你说你喜欢就多做一点，不喜欢就算了，过你的生活。
He did not say that if you like it, you can do more. If you don't like it, then just go on with your life.
保罗说这是一个是非题 ，yes and no 啊。
Paul says that this is a yes and no question.
你只有选择做还是不做而已。
You can only choose whether you want to do it or not.
而且你要去承担你选择最后的后果。
And you have to take up the responsibility or the consequence of your choice.
我们千万不要以为啊，传福音那个是传道长职负责人的工作。
So do not think that spreading the gospel is only a job that's limited to the pastors and the holy workers.
作为普通的信徒，我只要有聚会、有听到、有奉献就可以。
As an ordinary believer, all I have to do is come to service to pray and to offer.
如果这是我们的观念，
If this is what you think,
那我告诉你，你得救的问题大了。
Then I can tell you that your salvation is problematic.
因为这里这个责任是附托在我们每个人的身上。
Because this responsibility is entrusted to all of us.
用言语去传福音。
That use your words to spread the gospel.
用生命去做见证。
You use your life to become a testimony.
使人在你身上看到耶稣。
So others can see Jesus in your life.
这就是把教会建立在你的身上啊。
And this is what it means by building church on you.
使我们能够用我们的生活，用我们的行为，用我们的言语来使人得到释放，能够认识救恩。
So that we can relieve people and also bring them to salvation using our actions, our words.
所以这个才是真正要得福气的方法。
This is the only true way to receive blessings.
我们看回来马太福音的第十六章。
Let's turn back to Matthew chapter 16.
马太福音十六章的第十九节。
Chapter 16, verse 19.
十九节。
19.
我要把天国的钥匙给你，凡你在地上所捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑， 凡你在地上所释放的，在天上也要释放。二十节。
20。
当下耶稣嘱咐门徒，不可对人说他是基督啊！啊，在这里呀、啊，在这一段的最尾端。
In the latter part of this passage,
啊，在这里主耶稣却讲了一句蛮奇怪的话。
And Lord Jesus spoke something that's rather strange.
我们都知道这是一件大事。
We know this is a big event.
因为被圣灵感动，使徒彼得讲出了天下人间的治理最重要的道理啊。
Because Peter was moved by the Holy Spirit, he spoke something that shows his wisdom.
他终于表明出了耶稣真实的身份。
He finally declared the true status of Lord Jesus.
你是救主。
He says that you are the Christ.
你是神的儿子。
You're the Son of Living God.
是靠着你能够得到永生的盼望。
And with you, they can have the hope of salvation.
他把历代以来众人寻求的答的问题，把答案讲出来了。
And he gave them the answer, to a question that people have been seeking for generations.
因为千年以来，以色列人一直在寻找这个弥赛亚，这个应许的基督到底在哪里
？Because for thousands of years, the Israelites were seeking, who the Messiah and where he is.
许多人在询问，但是没有人有答案。
Many people are asking, but nobody has an answer.
许多人在寻找，却从来没有看见。
Many people are seeking, but nobody found.
但是在这个最重要的这一刻
But in this very important moment
圣灵感动彼得讲出了耶稣真实的身份
Holy Spirit moved Peter so that Peter can speak the true status of Jesus
对你我来讲这个都是大事情啊
So to you and I this is a great important event
令人感动的一刻记在历史上的一笔
And this is a moment that touches our hearts and this is a historical moment
你等不及要跟别人分享
And youOf course, we'll want to share with other people.
你希望所有的人都知道。
You want everybody to know about this.
哦，所以在，但是在这一刻。
But in this moment,
在这一刻，主耶稣却多了一个吩咐啊。
In this moment, Lord Jesus had an additional command towards him.
主耶稣对他们说。不要讲啊
Lord Jesus commanded his disciples that they should tell no one
说不可对人说他是基督
that speak to no one that he was Jesus the Christ
哇你本来啊哇一股热忱啊非常激动
In the beginning you were very excited about this
圣灵感动你觉得你得了莫大的启示
that you think you're touched by the Holy Spirit receive the ultimate inspiration
你巴不得赶快去告诉大家
you can't wait to share this with everyone
基督在这里
to tell people that Christ is here
就是我所跟随的耶稣
And he is the Jesus that I've been following.
你们赶快来
That hurry up and come to me.
就能看到救恩的盼望
Then you will also see the hope of salvation.
但是在这时候，主耶稣却突然泼了他们一桶冷水
But at this time, Lord Jesus gave him a different command.
告诉他们说不要出去讲啊
And to tell them to not go out.
如果今天你是这些使徒啊
If today you are these disciples.
你会觉得为什么
You might ask why.
你为什么要做这样你为什么要这样子说
Why would Jesus tell me this?
为什么叫我们不要出去讲
Why did Lord Jesus tell us not to go out and tell people?
很多时候我们都用人的想法在做事情
Many times we do things according to our own thoughts.
人的想法是什么
What are the thoughts of men?
赶快讲啊
Hurry up to tell people.
让人来接受啊
So that people receive him.
更多人来信耶稣
So more people will come to believe in Jesus.
然后建立起庞大的势力
And then you can build up a great influence.
啊，这个是人所要的
This is what men want.
也常常是人心中觉得最好的
And it's often what men thinks is the best in their hearts.
啊，但是人所觉得最好的，不见得在神眼中是正确的
And what men thinks is the best may not be the right way in the eyes of God.
人的热心不见得会成就神的旨意
A man's zeal may not fulfill the will of God.
所以在这里告诉我们怎么样成为一个有福的人啊
Here tells us how to become a blessed one.
啊，第四个这里告诉我们说要学会在生命中顺服
And it tells us here the fourth point is that in our lives we need to learn to be submissive
更要学会在侍奉当中顺服
We need to learn to be submissive in our service
啊，有时候啊，参与圣工很简单
Sometimes it's easy to participate in the holy work
但是要能够顺服却非常的困难
But it's difficult to be submissive
啊，因为常常圣工是彰显个人能力的一个机会
Because oftentimes when you do holy work is an opportunity for you to show yourself
甚至有些人把教会当成表现的舞台
Some people even treat church as a stage for them to perform
所以争取做圣工是希望被人所看见
They seek to do holy work because they want to be recognized
努力 来表现是希望得到人的认同。
They work hard to perform holy work because they want to be recognized by others.
所以在这里告诉我们说，要学会信仰路上要学会顺服。
Here tells us that in the journey of faith, we must learn to be obedient.
跟你明不明白没有关系哦。
It has nothing to do whether or not you understand this.
这里主耶稣从来没有问这些门徒说：“啊，你们明不明白啊？”
Here, Lord Jesus never asked the disciples, "Do you understand?"
啊，你搞不清楚啊，那没关系，我再告诉你啊。
And that if you don't understand, let me explain to you more.
啊，你不知道啊，不知道没有关系的，等知道了，你就会照着去做啦。
And Lord Jesus never said it's okay if you don't know, because once you do, you will follow me.
主耶稣给门徒的是一个命令。
What Lord Jesus gave the disciples was a command.
但是我们今天常常把它当成一个建议。
But today we often treat God's command as a suggestion.
这是为什么今天我们在信仰路上努力奔跑却见不到神的原因。
This is the reason why today on the journey of faith we strive and march forward but yet we don't see Jesus.
我们常常参与圣工但是感受不到神的能力的关键。
This is the key reason why we participate in holy work but we can feel the strength of God.
因为在当中常常掺杂了许多的仁义啊。
Because it's mixed in it is often men's will.
我的感受，我的想法，我的意见，我的要求。
We mix in there our own feelings, our own thoughts, and my requirements.
只要有任何人跟我不同，
if anybody differs from me,
就是我的敌人。
They become my enemy.
只要有任何人否定我的想法，
if anybody revokes my decision,
就是阻碍神的工作。
Then they are considered a hindrance to the holy work.
我们把自己放在神的位置，
and as if you place yourself in the place of God,
以为自己是神啊。
You think you are God.
常常把自己的想法，
we often treat our thoughts,
坚持那就是神的旨意，
and we insist that that is the will of God,
却不知道说那只是人的自大跟无知而已。
Little do we know that is only our ignorance and our arrogance.
所以在人的想法里面，赶快把这个大信息告诉大家。
So in men's thoughts, we have to hurry up and spread this great news to everyone.
但是主耶稣的计划跟安排却是不可跟别人说。
But Lord Jesus' plan and his arrangement commanded them not to tell people.
为什么不要跟别人说？
Why did he command them not to tell no one?
不知道啊。
We don't know.
因为圣经里面没有写啊。
Because the Bible didn't tell us.
啊，当然圣经里面有另外一个记载哦。
Of course, the Bible also had another recording.
啊，也是主耶稣啊，在医好那个大麻风医好的一个大麻风的人哦。
This is another recording is after Lord Jesus healed the leper.
我们看一下马可福音呢。
Let's turn to Book of Mark.
看马可福音哦。
Mark.
马可福音的第一章四十节啊。
Mark chapter 1 verse 40.
啊，这里说有一个大麻风的人来求耶稣。
And here says a leper came to Lord Jesus imploring him.
我们看四十四节。
44.
耶稣对他说，你要谨慎，什么话都不可告诉人。
And said to him, see that you say nothing to anyone.
45节。
45.
那人出去倒说了许多的话，叫耶稣不得再明明进城了。
He went out and began proclaiming it freely to spread the matter so that Jesus could no longer openly enter the city.
啊，当然这个是另外一个例子啊。
Of course, this is another example.
啊，因为他那个主耶稣叫他不要告诉别人。
Because Lord Jesus told the leper not to tell anyone.
啊，但是啊，他就觉得说，可是我觉得要告诉别人比较好啊。
But he might think that it's better that he spread this news to everyone.
赶快宣传一下，这个耶稣很厉害哦，全能大医生啊。
And so he wanted to hurry up and spread how Lord Jesus is almighty. He's the greatest doctor.
然后觉得说我在 do you a favor.
And he thinks that he might be doing Jesus a favor.
结果却害得耶稣的工作受到阻碍。
But he caused Lord Jesus' holy work to be hindered.
啊，当然这是大麻风的例子啊。
And this is an example of a leper.
回到马太福音的十六章。
So let's turn back to Matthew chapter 16.
却没有告诉我们说耶稣为什么叫他们不要讲他是基督。
Here it did not tell us why Jesus tell them to not tell anyone that he is Jesus Christ.
但是有一件事情你我要记住啊。
But there's one thing that you and I must remember.
主耶稣不需要跟你我解释什么。
Lord Jesus does not need to explain anything to
everyone. 他为什么要跟你解释？
Why does he need to explain it to you?
他只要你照着去做就对了。
All he wants you to do is to follow his command.
所以顺服才是得福的关键。
And therefore, obedience, submission is a key to receiving blessings.
听命胜于献祭，顺从胜于公羊的旨由。
It's and it's better to follow the command than to offer sacrifices.
你不能够等到神要把所有的事情都告诉你，给你解释，还要给你安抚，你才要照着去做啊。
And you should not follow Lord Jesus' command after He explains to you, He comforts you, and then you follow Him.
因为信仰很单纯的就是你接受或不接受。
Because faith is very simple, you just have to accept it.
侍奉的价值只有你顺服或是不顺服。
The value of your service is whether or not you are submissive or not.
而能够真实谦卑顺服神旨意的是有福的。
And blessed is the one who humbles and submissive to God.
好，所以求主耶稣能够带领我们每个人的脚步。
So may Lord Jesus guide all of our footsteps.
而让我们能够真实的认识救主。
So we can truly come to know Lord Jesus.
让我们能够知道信仰是个恩典。
So we canKnow that our faith is a mercy.
更能够让我们善尽信仰的本分。
And that we can devote ourselves in our ministry.
最后在救恩的道路上顺服到底。
And at the end, this journey of faith, we can be submissive to God to the end.
成为一个真实有福的人。
Then we can become a person that is truly blessed.
一起来唱诗。
So let us sing a hymn together.
160首。
160。
最后一节
Last verse
真理神你住在我心房有心有爱有我佛眼睛交换住方向我只能是爸爸神你生活在我心你的生活在我心永远照亮照亮我心照亮我心房
一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
奉主耶稣圣名祷告。